We got on the Andy Griffith Show, however we did, and John was sitting in a hotel room in the Boot Heel somewhere. He'd become a record promoter. How you take back in those days, you would take records to radio stations and say, play this. And they turned on, he said, he turned on the television set and saw us there and went, crap, I can do that. Here I am promoting records. So he ended up moving to Nashville, and the rest is history for him. And that just that inspired him like young people will do it in a competitive sort of way. But if they can do that, I can do that. And, of course, then John's story went on from there and how he got started. You know, his name wasn't Hartford. You know that. How many don't know that? You didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Well, those who do know that, tell them what it was original. Go ahead. There was no, it was, yeah, that's right. It was Hartford. Chet trained it. That's right. That's right. Yeah, a little improvement. But I remember when John first came to L.A., and this I'll never forget this because this is